Sodezu, this field,
Shemoshchanti Lachon, that I gave it from Mashkin to you. A Mashkin means I once borrowed $1,000 from you. And I put down a pledge that a Mashkin that should hold on until I pay it back. But who owns the goof of the Mashkin still belongs to me? I'm only letting you hold on to this Mashkin. So I tell you, Shano, Likeshev Denimamuch, that when I redeem it, when I pay you back the money, and redeem it, Tigdush, I want it to become Hegdish. The Locher is the Kitcher. That you could do. Why? Because really the Mashkin you own. It's your property. You're only letting him hold on to it like the Maisya Deha, let him work on to it until you pay up. So you see, if the goof belongs to you, that's called Biyodoy, that you could be Martishit. Here also, the lady, the Isha, she owns herself. She owns her hands. She has clothes the man, she's married to her husband, she has to work for him. So let it be chal now for later when she gets to get. So Mar says, no, again, there's no sushta. Maska la rasit la shisha bred ravidi. Me domi, does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Hossam over there, when you give a pledge to your friend, biyodil of doisai. Anytime you want, just go pay him back the money, and he has to give you back the pledge. So that's called, it still belongs to you. It's not, it's still your money, it's still your pledge. You're only letting him hold it for a guarantee that you pay him up. But any time you want it back, just go and pay him back the money and you get it back. Hocha, Mashenkanu here, the Isha, Lamaisa, she's married. Once she's married, ain't biyoda lagarashatzma. She has no way of giving a get to herself. She can't get the get out of her husband. She can't say she could do something to make it that she has her whole hand back to herself. No. Once she's married, now she has to work for the husband. It's meshurba to the husband until the husband gives her a get. And she has no way of asking for the get of the other to get the get. Therefore, again, back to Kasha, why is the neder chal here? It's not the other. It should be a double. Shlob ali erlam. But the whole idomid is only like elo to a case liyoy melechaver. If you tell your friend, this field, that I'm giving you this for a pledge for 10 years. I'm telling you clearly, for the next 10 years, I'm not going to pay you up like, and you have a right to use my field for the next 10 years. But after 10 years, when I pay you up, then I get it back. If you say, well, look, that when I'm bepoidrish from you, tigdish, it is chal. The kitcher, saka, is the case is chal. So, lechura, our case should be like that. Tomorrow says again, no, it's not like that. Maskala Rabashi. Midamid is also not like that case. Hosom over there, I'll tell you the reason why it's Chal the Hegdish. Costly Esther Shonim Miyu Biyodl of Doisai. What happened? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend. And you gave him a field to hold on for 10 years. True. These 10 years, he has the right to hold on to it. But after the 10 years are up, from then, it's Biyodus in your power to get back your field. You could just pay him back the money and you get back your field. So true, there's a 10-year limit that you can't get it. But after that, it's up to you to get it back. Therefore, you could be makdashit. Ma'ashen kein, hocha, once the Isha got married, shahand is meshurba to her husband, ein biyoda lagarashatzim al yelam. She's never in a power to get a get. The husband has the power to give the get. She has no power of making a get. So since l'olam, it's not called in her hands to get a get. If so, again, it's the kasha, why does Shmuel Paskin, like Rav Yechonah ben Uri, that if a wife makes a neder, that whatever she works, the husband can't eat, can't use, the husband has to be made for it. Because the neder will be chal when she gets a get. The question is why? It's not in her power to make a get, so it should be called Obalol Shlom Bali Elam. So why is the neder chal? If an Al Mishnah, Shmuel Paskin is like Rav Yechonah ben Yechonah Sandal, that a Hegdish is not chal now for later, so why by Nedarim here does he say the wife's neder is chal when she gets a get? So the answer is like this. The Teretz says, Ela Omer Rav Asher, Rav Asher answers like this. Again, Koinomas Kamrit, you're asking Akasha from the Yisoid of Nedarim, like, when the Isha makes her hands, whatever she makes, the cakes, the food that she makes, she's making like a neder koinomas that has nista hegdish, that the husband can't eat from it. Koinomas means like the yisoid of a nista neder. That's shani, that's different. Why? Because, but koinomas kamrit, you're talking about koinomas, shani koinomas are different. The kedusha saguf ninu. That she have a power to make a neder, that the food becomes usur on the husband, that's called the kedusha saguf. That's a strong iser. Kedusha saguf is chal, and the klal is the rav, like rav always says. The Yom Rav, a Rav says, the Yom Rav, a Rav says, Hegdish, when you want to be matir something, or else chametz, when he eats the chametz on Pesach, when the bread becomes the chametz, becomes osa banor, for shichur, or else if you have an eved, and your meshacha, the master, frees the eved, the locher is mafkiyin midei shibut. Even though these things are meshubut to somebody else. Let's say you have your chametz, that you are meshabit it to somebody else. When it becomes Pesach, the Yisra Anor, that takes away the shibut. Let's say you have something that's meshubut to somebody else, but you makdish it. The fact that you're makdish it, that takes off the hegdish. The such is said that hegdish is mafkiya midei shibut. Therefore, when Isha makes the neder, really the neder is such a strong Yisra, it's called like a Kedusha Faguf, that the Kedusha Faguf has the power to take away her shibut. What was the whole question? That since she has a chiyuv, she has an obligation, she's a chiyuv to work for husband, it's like a hand doesn't belong to her, she can't put Isurim on a hand to get to a husband. The Torah says, no, these Isurim of Nedarim are so strong, it's called the Kedusha Saguf, that that's chal no matter what's there. And once it's chal, it even breaks the shibud. That since now her hands is usher to do things for the husband, she taka doesn't have to do it. So Fred Gemara, if so, Fred Gemara, v'niktish mehashto. If so, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri just say the husband has to be mefer? Because when he gives her a get later, she'll be also to work for him if he remarries her. Why isn't the hegdish chal right now? Why isn't the kanamis chal right now? Even when she's married. If you're telling me now kanamis is so strong, let the kanamis be chal right now. So Gemara answers, al muhu rabbonin lishibudi debal. The Rabbonin mid Rabbonin made a very strong shibud, a very strong obligation that the wife has to work for her husband. Ki heched latik de shemahashta. That the Rabbonin just made it so strong, so Rashi says it's like Amu, Rashi says, b'yayde tachtov. Like as soon as the husband marries his wife, tishavi Rabbonin kolakeach gomer. The Rabbanan made as if he bought it already, as if he owns it already. Not just unlike a malva, something she owes to him, but considered like he owns it already. So since the Rabbanan, when you're married, her hand is like owns, the husband owns it, so therefore the Rabbanan made it so strong that her nether is not chal. But this is the Svara. That since Midiraisa really the nether should be chal right now, it's just the Rabbanan stopped it from being chal right now, that's not called the Dovah Shlomo L'Yerlum. Since really, really she has the power to make a Nisa nether right now, even though she has to work for the husband, Nedarim are very strong, it could take away her Achiev to work for the husband. What then? The Rabbanan said, nothing doing, call the man you married to her, we don't want the nether to be chal. So when the Rabbanan said nothing doing, they didn't say like, it's not called a neder at all, that it's never going to be chal even later on. They said no, call the man you're married to her, you're meshubah to work for him, then the neder can't be chal. But as soon as she receives the get, it's like then the get, the neder is chal like the mafreya. If it only has to be chal from later on, that's a dovah shlobel yerlam. Since you can't make it chal right now, it can't be chal later on. But here, really, she could make it chal right now. Really, it should take effect right now. Just Rabbanan said, kol zeman yemar, we don't want it to take effect. But it's like a gather, as soon as she receives a get, we look as if it's like a chal l'mafreya. So that's why Yechonon ben Uri says, the ish, the husband, should be made for the neder. But it's only a svari here by Nedarim, and there's no kasha to our Mishnah, why Shmuel passing like a Yechonon sandla on our Mishnah. So the Mishnah. V'eilu melochoi she'isha isa labayla. These are the works that a isha has to do for her husband. And Mefarshim speak out, these are the big works, the big avod, big melochis that she has to do. Like pshita, she has to do a lot of smaller things also. But these are the big things. Teichenes, she has to grind the wheat for the husband. V'yayfen, she has to bake it, she has to make bread for the husband. Omechabesa, she has to wash the clothing in the house. Mevashela, she has to cook for the husband. Omenikes beno, she has to chiyah, she has to nurse her child. And Matsoyas Loi Hamita, she also has to make the beds in the house. For Yoisa Betzemer, she also has to work in wool, that we had before. She has to do a seller worth, a Mishkol seller of Semer. She has to do the Maisi Yedeho, that she has to work for the husband. Hechnisa Loi Shivcha, let's say when she got married, she was a rich girl, her father gave her a present, gave her a Shivcha. So she came in with the maid, and she's paying, the Russians speak out that she's paying for it also. She's paying to keep her going. She's paying for food. So then, if she brings in Shivcha, that's one maid, Then she doesn't have to do the big work of grinding, of baking, and then she doesn't have to wash either. But the other work she still has to do. Let's say she gets married and she comes in with two maids. She doesn't have to cook anymore either. Then she doesn't have to nurse either. Let's say she comes in with three maids. Then she doesn't even have to make the beds either. She doesn't even have to work with the wool either. Arbor, but she comes in with four maids, then your service bekitro. She could sit on a bench all day. She's part of doing any work. She could just sit and loaf around the whole day and let the maids take care of the house. The husband can't force her to do anything. That's what Tanakama holds. Reb Lezer Raimano, afilo hechnisa loy meya shvachis. Even if she comes in with 1,100 maids, the husband, the father-in-law is a millionaire. He gave his daughter 100 maids to get married with. In the law, still the husband has a right, the husband has a right to tell his wife, I don't want you to loaf around the whole day doing nothing. You have to do some work. You have to work with the tzema, with the wool, mashma, that's the easy work. Why? Because if she has nothing at all to do, just to loaf around, that's a terrible thing. Batola, being idle, doing nothing, brings the day zima, thinking about immoral things. So therefore, man has a right to demand his wife do at least some work. If a husband makes a neder that he doesn't want his wife to do any work, halacha is yaitzei. He also has to give his wife a get now. If he thinks suba, he also has to give her a suba. They can't stay married like that, where your wife is not allowed to do any work at all. Because shabatola mevilo de shimum. Being idle, doing nothing, just makes you waste away. Shimum, you just wear your rashi shigoyin, you lose yourself. Come a shugana. Like if you do nothing about tola, that's the worst thing. So even if the husband himself made the neder that his wife can't do anything, so he has to give her a get. So the Gemara, Toichenes, so Mashmas Mashuat. So first of all, these are the big works that she has to do. But about this, she also has to pour the food for him. She has to face wash him, pouring Yudayim Raglayim. She has to hand things to him. There are other small things that she has to do. These are the big works that she has to do. Now, what's the first one? Much the biggest work she has to do is Toichenes. She has to grind the wheat. For the Gemara, Toichenes Sakadaitach. By Davin Miner is the real grind mill. Does Nisha run a mill grind and work by the mill? It's too big of a work for her. Sagadabi, could you think she has to grind by the mill there? Ela ema say like this, mitachenis. Just means she has to help along. Rashi mechina tzarche tchina. Not that she does the actual grinding itself. She just has to maybe bring the wheat there or take the wheat back. But about the actual grinding, that they have the shratzes do. The boys say, else if you want to say, Berechaya Diyadu. We're talking about now an easy, small mill that you turn it with your hands. Not a big one that Takashi could do also. Samara says that Masnisin the like Reb Chiya. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Chiya. The Tani Reb Chiya says, Ein Ish Elul Yofi. Husband has a right to say, my wife is only for beauty. I don't want her to do such big work. So the first to speak afterwards, boss says, He only argues that your wife does not have to do the hard works. She doesn't have to grind and bake and nurse. Because these things take away her beauty. But that he doesn't argue that she has to do easy work. Just working with the wool, it's not going to take away her beauty, it's not going to ruin her, that she has to do. The divorce says, of course, he also agrees to the Svar in the Mishnah, that you can't let your wife be a battle and do nothing all day, that's terrible. So even according to Rabbi Chiya, about the strong work, she has to do the easy work. He's the only arguing on the Mishnah saying, this hard work, she doesn't have to do. Her husband has a right to say, like he wants his wife to stay beautiful, and she doesn't have to do this work. He ain't Ishael Yefi. Anisha is only for her beauty. And Ishael Abonim, you only have Isha to have children with. Like, don't make her weak, she won't be able to have children. For Tony Reb Chiya, and Ishael Tachshita Isha, you only have a lady for to put on makeup. Chayes, to give her jewelry. That's what you can have a lady for. Wife for. Chayes Tachshita, Rashi left Tachshita Isha, she yitnu lo Tachshita Lisnoyesbem. That the husband gets a wife in order to be able to buy a jewelry to enjoy the jewelry. The husband wants to enjoy jewelry, so he can't just buy the jewelry himself. So he gets a wife to let her wear the jewelry. Kitzur, so the Tosafot says that he has a right to say he wants his wife to stay beautiful and not that she should work and make herself ugly. V'toni Reb Chiya, her right says she yad in his sister. Somebody wants to make his wife very stay fresh. Rashi as Ziyo, make her shine, make her look nice. Is the Yalbishano Klipishtim. Let her wear flax clothing. And her right says she yalbin as Bitai, if you want your daughter to look very nice. Yachlenu Afrechim, give her younger pigeons, younger chickens, Afrechim. V'yashkenu Cholvim, let her drink a lot of milk. Some of the pirka, when she Yimeyanurim, when she becomes a Nara, when she develops, comes to Gedola at 12 years old, feed her well then. That will also be Madna. A Kopon, the Lachabai says, is like our Mishnah though, that you don't have to be afraid of this, that a Kopon Isha does have to do these, or avoid this for the husband. But Avada, the husband has a right to be Meichelim, it's not a din, a mitzvah, she has to do this work. Just means the husband has a right to demand she does these type of works. But Avada, if the husband lets her get away without this, to have the money they can afford it, Avada, he's allowed to do it. So something she should do, she should not just be a battle and do nothing all day. As soon as you're tired, you have to take care of a house, that's also enough. To have to clean the house, pick up things off the floor, mop the floor, wash the floor, do something already, that's also called work. What the Mishnah says that one of the chiyuvim is that Isha has to nurse a child. The Chura Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. The Tanya will learn like this. Let's say an Isha made a neder, she's not going to nurse a child. We listen to her. Mashma, she's not mechuyiv to. Therefore, the neder is chal, and if she starts nursing, we pull the breast out of the child. We don't let her nurse. She made a neder not to. They still loimrim koyfum nikasoi, nothing doing, like our Mishnah. She's mechuyev to nurse the child, so she can't make a nether to ask her the nursing. Therefore, we force her to nurse. Nizgarsha, let's say she gets a get, ain't a koyfum, then you can't force her anymore. Because then she's not mishum, but she's not mechuyev to, then the nether is chal. But vimhoye makira, let's say the kid knows his mother already, like he's used to nursing from already, then leisim leschar of a koyfum. Then the din is the husband, yes, we gave her a get, has the right to, he has to give her money for it, but then he could force her to nurse, like what, umini kasoi, mifnei asakona. Because once she started to nurse her, and the child knows her, if she stops now, it's a sakona. So therefore the husband has the right to force her to nurse, but after he gives her a get, he has to pay her for it. So Chura Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says the neder is chal. And according to our Mishnah, shouldn't be chal, she's mechuyev to. So Gemara says, no, filu tenu Beis Shammai, even if Hashem doesn't go into Beis Shammai. Hachu ma'askin and goin shen nodri hi. Here Beis Shammai is talking about where she made the neder, but for kayim law. So her husband let the neder go through, heavy. So true, she by herself can't make the neder because she's meshubit. But if the husband agrees to it, then the neder is chal. Huksava Beis Shammai, who knows the neder ben shener? It's like he's causing the trouble. Like he should have been made for it. He should have said nothing doing. Since the time he hears the neder, he says, okay, it's like he's making the neder. That's why Beis Shammai says it's chal. Uveitzilu Savri, no, he knows Nesla Ben Shiner. Still called, she's starting up here. Even though the husband said, okay, it's not called he's making the neder. It's called she's making the neder. And there is still a hold, she has no right to make the neder because she's Meshubit to the husband. Fred Gemara is so, V'niflug B'ksuvah B'yalma. If that's the Machlaikis here, let it be Machlaikis in all Dinik Suvah, where she makes a neder not to do whatever she's Mukhayiv to, and the husband says, okay, why is only Machlaikis about nursing? V'yoy Tanya, we learn clearly, V'shama Yermim Eina Menika, that's what she does not have to nurse. Mashma, when she says it's chal, Elo Machvata Matism Leke V'shama Enechanami. V'shama Yagaz, and now Mishnah, V'shama says, a wife does not have to nurse a child. Therefore, if she makes a neder, the neder is chal. Then it says, "Mhoya makira." But if the son knows his mother, then even after he gives her a get, he could force her to nurse her.